Praise the Lord. I'm glad to be here tonight. Glad to see you here in the house of the Lord. Last night we had a good time here. The night before last we had a good time. I'm expecting Brother Pete to have a good time tonight. Hallelujah. I believe toward the latter part of this week that God is going to do something especially good for us. Hallelujah. You say, how do you know He's going to do it? Well, when you expect something good, you get something good. Amen. And I'm expecting something good, so I believe that God's going to do something good for us. Now, it takes more than expecting it. You have to pray a little bit. Have to ring the prayer bells of heaven a little bit. Make sure that He's on your side, but He will do something for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's a real privilege to be here tonight. Maybe some people are not as excited about working for Jesus as I am, but I'm real excited about it. Praise God. I've been working for Him for many long years now, and rather than growing less exciting, it's more exciting to me every day. This is the most wonderful opportunity to work for Jesus. Just think, after a while, it'll all be over. Everything will be passed away, and then we can't work for Jesus anymore. Well, you say, well, Brother Pike, we'll go on to heaven. Well, that's all right. But the thing is, I want to go and take somebody with me, don't you? Won't have a chance to do anything for him anymore. And I will do everything I can while I'm down here. Praise God. I don't know of a better thing to do than to be in the will of the Lord, do you? Just laid out where I'd rather be in the will of God than to be a millionaire. How many of you rather be in the will of God than to be a millionaire? I suppose that maybe some of you could have been a millionaire, you know, if you'd wanted to crook and swindle a little bit. A lot of times folks get to be a millionaire that way. All millionaires are not like that. The Bible said God maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. And sometimes God raises men up like He did Abraham and David and some of the others. But the general run of it, it's that way. Alright, I'd like to read just a little scripture tonight. And talk with you. Brother Taylor did not bring the family albums tonight, but he'll probably have them tomorrow night. If you want one, it doesn't cost you anything. You can have one. Some of the songs on there are anointed, and I'm sure that you'll enjoy them. If you've got your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me now over into the book of Hebrews, into the 10th chapter of the book of Hebrews. In the 7th verse, then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book, as it is written of me, to do thy will, O God. That's all I'm going to read tonight. I believe that's enough to evangelize the world with. It's just that little bit of text, don't you? Here, Paul, one of the greatest apostles that ever lived, is quoting some of the words of the prophets. The Bible tells us that prophecy is the testimony of Christ. Or that is, the testimony of Christ is the spirit of prophecy. That is to say, when Christ Himself goes to testify, then He anoints somebody and the Spirit begins to speak through the means of prophecy. That's not man speaking, but that's God Himself testifying in His own behalf. The spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Christ. It's Christ getting in on the testimonies. Hallelujah. And so then here He repeats something that the prophets have said or spoken in the years that are past and gone by. And He relates it again to the church world in this day. And here I am in this same day, or in a day following the same type of day, and I'm relating it to you. A voice that has echoed down through the many centuries from the beginning of time. Brother Al Gonzalez one night over in Mississippi preached a great and a mighty sermon on the voice. The voice that echoed down through the centuries, and I've never forgotten it. And I think tonight of that great voice that's speaking here in the book of Hebrews. A voice that echoed through John. When John stood one day there along the muddy banks of the Jordan and calling people to repentance and baptizing them under repentance, saying to believe on the name of Jesus Christ that was to come later. And here that voice voice that had spoke through the prophets that was in the many years that had gone by. Here it was speaking again through John the Baptist and telling the people to repent of their sins, for there was one that was coming that was mightier than the prophets. And Jesus himself, who came later, witnessed and testified that there was none greater than John. None greater. But he said, he that is least in the kingdom is greater than John. Why? Because you that have been translated into the kingdom of God are reckoned to be sons and daughters of Almighty God. Hallelujah. Prophets were great, and what they did was great. Somebody came to me not too long ago and spoke to me about Elijah and about some of the other prophets, you know, about, wouldn't I like to be Elijah? I said, man, why would I want to be Elijah? Why would I want to be Daniel? All those were great men. When the angel appeared to Daniel, he said, oh, thou beloved man of God. When he come to Elijah, he just called him away in a chariot of fire, took him on up into glory. When he come to Enoch, he took him up in a whirlwind. All of that was great. But the Bible said, he that's least in the kingdom are greater than these men. Why would I want to be Elijah? Why would I want to be Daniel when I can be the son of the living God, members of his body in particular? Hallelujah. Paul said the church is his body. You're the body of the Lord Jesus tonight. Greater than Elijah. Greater than John the Baptist. Hallelujah. You're the very body of God manifested in the earth. And Jesus Christ is the headship of it. I know the Bible said the fullness of the Godhead dwells in Jesus. I know that. As far as the Godhead, there's but one head to the body of the church. That's Jesus Christ. That's the fullness. But my brother, the fullness of the God body, as far as membership, it's you and it's I and those who believe. Praise God, you're the fullness of the body tonight. Paul said members in particular. That ought to make you feel good. It's no wonder the headship's coming back one day to get the members of his body. If a man loves his wife, he'll stay with her, won't he? If a man loves his wife, he'll nourish her, present her to himself without spot, wrinkle, and blemish, because he loves her. She's the apple of his eye, and he loves her. He wants to do good things for her because he loves her. That's the way it is with the Son of God. My friend, he loves you tonight. The Bible said he cares for you. He went to the cross. He hung at Calvary because he wanted you to have the very best. We could have got by with less, but God wanted us to have the best. I'm glad that he wouldn't satisfy, or he wouldn't let himself be satisfied with nothing but the best. So then making us equal unto himself. You know, when Jesus stood over there, Jesus said, I spoke over there about being the Son of God, and they took up stones, and they wanted to stone him to death. And Jesus said, I worked miracles among you. Opened the blind eyes, unstopped the deaf ears, said, I made the lame to walk. Said, for which one of these good works are you trying to take my life? Why do you want to stone me for these good things? They said, for the good works we don't stone you, but you being a man make yourself God. Said, for this we stone you. Jesus said, is it not written in the scriptures that I call ye gods? Hallelujah. He said, you call yourself the Son of God. You want to stone me? Glory be to God. I'll tell you tonight, folks, we got a high calling. The Bible speaks of a high calling. Pass that person for the high calling in Jesus Christ. He said, I call ye God. I went back in the Old Testament. I wanted to check it out. I knew it had to be quoting from the Bible. I went back and checked out the old scrolls. And in the old scrolls, the Holy Spirit speaking through the prophet, he said, ye are gods, but ye shall die like men. He said, ye are gods, but he said, where is the faith? Hallelujah. Amen. Where's that faith that he gave unto those gods? Because we don't have faith in the body of the book. We're dying tonight of diseases. People are dying of cancer, dying of TB when it ought not to be. You are gods, my brother. You are gods. A God can't die. That's what a God is. He can't die. Amen. The Bible said, them that are contrary to the word of God are brute beasts, made to be taken and burned and destroyed. But let me tell you something. When a person of God, they can't die. Gods don't die. Amen. Gods were made to worship. He said, I'll make them come and kneel at your feet and know the worship that I've loved you. Amen. Amen. To love you. One day the
praising people. The Bible said, let another's lips praise you. Is that all right? That's what the volume of the book says. Hallelujah. It's written in the volume of the book. And he said, let another's lips praise you. Paul said, in the glory, I praise you. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. It's all right to praise people when they do good. Glory to God. If the volume of the book says it, it's all right with me. Jesus said, lo, I come in the volume of the book as it is written of me, O God, to do thy will. To do thy will. Did you know that tonight that we're gods in this world, that we can't die? He said, he that believeth on me shall never die, but he's passed from death unto life. Do you believe that tonight? My friend, you ought to be rejoicing to know that there is a star in the tree. Amen. Glory to God. You tell me you believe you can't die? My lands, when people are dying all over the world, people are dying, they're putting them in the casket, putting them down in the dirt. But Jesus said, I've come to give you life. Hallelujah. Glory to God, that you might have it filled up and overflowing. Amen. Filled up and overflowing. I want you to have an abundance of living, he said. Something good, something rich. Hallelujah. Everything that man does, the Bible says, shall prosper. He said, whatsoever that man doeth, it shall prosper. David said, Lord, you've been so good to me. He said, my cup's running over. Hallelujah. Is your cup running over tonight? You can share what you got if you let your cup run over. Amen. You say, how do you know? Because it's recorded in the volume of the book. Hallelujah. Amen. I've come in the volume of the book to do thy will, O God. Amen. He said, for the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Hallelujah. For it's recorded in the volume of the book. Amen. You're gods tonight. You're able to see beyond the intellectual powers of this world. You're able to look out yonder, my friend, to where that blessing of God is. He doesn't want you to be sick tonight. You say, Brother Packer, just can't help but be sick. My friend, you don't have to live a defeated life. God never intended for you to be sick. You say, but Brother Packer, the Bible said many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the volume of the book says that God delivered them out of them all. Amen. Amen. I know the devil jumps on you. You know why? Because he don't like you. Amen. He don't like nothing that testifies of God. Praise God, I'm beginning to feel a little bit religious now. Amen. I think you folks have done something to me that long enough and up here. Amen. I'm feeling kind of religious. Amen. I'm not going to the day of Pentecost. They got kind of rules in your mouth. Amen. Man, get a bottle of whiskey and he turns it up and he gets kind of losing. He don't know where he's going. And the hippies, they give him an injection and they get to be a straight liner and they pop it into their veins and they don't know where they're going. But praise God, you can be filled with the Spirit and still know where you're going. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God, they talk about taking a trip. You better sing that old song we sang. I'm going to take a trip in the good old gospel. Amen. I'm going to take a trip all right. But I'll tell you when I leave this world, I'm not coming back to it. I'm going with God. Let the world do what it wants to. But it's in my heart to go with God. Amen. You say, can you do it? It says it can in the volume of the book. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's wrote in my behalf. Amen. You don't have to be sick tonight. Somebody said, Brother Pike, I'm afraid because I'm dying with cancer. I'm afraid and I don't know what to do about it. Somebody said, Brother Pike, I'm afraid I'm going to go insane. I'm afraid my nerves are going to crack up on me. Well, I'll tell you something tonight. All you got to do is just keep being afraid and you'll get a good case of insanity. Just keep being afraid and you'll have a good case of cancer. Just keep talking to the devil and listen to fear. And the first news you know, you'll be in a bad condition. But the Bible said, rebuke the devil and flee from you. This place will be a heart of India. Well, you got power. Put your head on the serpent. Amen. You say, Brother Packer, you just saying that? It said so in the volume of the book. Amen. It's written in the book. The devil don't like the book, does he? Amen. You know what I do when the devil gets after me? I say, now look at here, Satan. I know I ain't no match for you. I know I can't do nothing with you, but I'll tell you one thing. If you don't leave me alone, I'll call my big brother. Amen. I'll call my big brother. I'll call my big brother, and I'll call him to leave you alone. Amen. That's right. Every time you call on that big brother, then he begins to think, I met that fellow somewhere before. I don't want to meet him anymore. Amen. I done took one with me from him. I don't want to mess with him anymore. That's the way to do it. Praise God, we got somebody we can turn to. You say, how do you know? Because it says so in the volume of the book. Amen. Well, I come in the volume of the book as it's written to me, oh God, to do thy will. Amen. You say, I'm sick tonight. Why are you sick? You say, I got troubles, Brother Pine. I got poverty tonight. I don't know which way to turn. Why? Why? It's because you are afraid, my friend. It's because your heart is filled with fear. You say, well, God has suffered this thing to come upon me. The Bible said that God has not given unto us the spirit of fear. God never imparted to you the spirit of fear. You say, but I'm troubled. The Bible said, let not your heart be troubled. The volume of the book stated that you got power to keep your heart from being troubled. The volume of the book said God didn't give you a spirit of fear. It's found in the Bible. Hallelujah. Praise God. God doesn't want your heart to be troubled. He doesn't want your heart to be afraid. He said, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Isn't it right? You don't have to let your heart be troubled. He said, rejoice forevermore. Hallelujah. Your sins are forgiven. Your name is wrote down in the Lamb's Book of Life. He said, rejoice. Rejoice, I say, when you rejoice. He said, for a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Amen. You know what's wrong with the church? They're sad and brokenhearted. The Bible said a broken spirit will dry the bones. You know why they're brokenhearted? You want me to tell you a secret tonight? You want me to tell you why they're brokenhearted? Can I tell you why? You want me to tell you why? It's because you ain't done what God told you to do. That's why they're brokenhearted. You're sad because you know you haven't pleased it. You know what he done for you, and yet you haven't pleased it, and it makes you sad, don't it? It makes you sad. But brother, start praying, hallelujah. Start calling on God. Start fasting and seeing the face of God and doing something for the kingdom of God. I promise you that dearly, you'll get stirred up and you'll learn yourself for God. Amen. You say, how do you know? Because it says so in the volume of the book. Amen. Glory to God. I'm feeling better all the time. Amen. Every time I get close to some of you, something gets on me. Feeling better all the time. Amen. The more I talk about the book, the better I like it. Hallelujah. One time they crucified Jesus. They'd taken and nailed him to a tree. He had told them he'd rise on the third day, but somehow they didn't believe it. Amen. They didn't have the confidence in the volume of the book they ought to have, did they? So he said, I'll rise again. There came a time when he did. He came up out of the grave, resurrected, and began to walk with a couple of fellas on the way to the mass. That is, they begin to walk with them. They begin to exchange conversation. About 6 miles, I believe it was, from over here where it's coming from. Over to Jerusalem, going over to Emmaus. Had plenty of time to talk, you know. And they're just talking about the death and the burial of the Lord Jesus. But to talk about the death is not enough. The Catholic world does that. The world out here talks about the dead. Did you know that? You can get a conversation anywhere about the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. About the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why even the world says God's dead? Amen. They believe in the crucifixion. Amen. That's right. These people that talked about Jesus on the way to Emmaus, they believed in the death. They believed in the crucifixion. But they didn't believe in the resurrection. Amen. Christ wasn't crucified for your justification, beloved. Christ wasn't crucified, my brother and sister, for your justification. The Bible doesn't say that. The Bible said he was crucified for your sins. Your sins nailed into the tree. But the Bible said he was resurrected for your justification. Amen. Sin come by one man. Just one man, Adam. That's all it had to take to bring sin in the world. And the Bible said sin come on everybody. But then there come a man by the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The second man, Adam. Amen. Death had dominion over the people. Nobody could escape the grave. Abraham couldn't escape the grave. Nobody could come out of the grave. The angel said to Daniel, "You're rest in your place." Why?
Nobody had ever defeated that enemy. The last enemy to be conquered is death. Nobody had ever defeated him. Amen. But in the fullness of time, I came forth the Son of God. Oh, glory.
Amen. Born to the woman, just like he was. Just like I am. Born to the woman, made under the law, in every way made like unto his brethren. You know, a lot of folks like to get off in the corner sometimes and take the attitude that I'm going through something and people just don't understand. They'll say, "I'm going through something and folks just don't understand it. Woe is me, woe is me, woe is me." And they'll say, I'm just in such a turmoil. I'm in such a fix that people just don't understand. What if they had to go through this? You know, Job did that. Job did that. But one day Jesus came by. Amen. One day the Holy Ghost began to speak to Job. And he said, "Job, you mumble." He said, "You complain." He said, "God, if you long like a man, I will have a conversation with you." Amen. Job, why ain't you taking it in the volume of the book? Amen. Why don't you have more confidence in the volume of the book? Amen. Job said, "If I could find God, if I just knew the way to his house," he said, "I'd go up there and have a conversation with him." He said, "I'd plead my cause with him. I'd go up there and tell him how I felt about it." God came down there and said, "Job, you don't have to come over to my house. I come over to your house." Amen. Let's talk about it, Job. Amen. Let's talk about it. When Job looked at him, amen, he said, "An image went before me, and the hair stood up." Amen. He took another look at him. And Job thought, "My God." Oh, he said, "I'm a man of unclean lips. Now why was I grumbling to start with? What problem did I have to start with? My God, when you walk before me," he said, "I don't feel like I got no problem. I put my hand on my mouth and I won't say nothing else, God." God said, "Job, I've come to reprove you. I've come to talk with you." Amen. Sometimes God can come talk with some of you folks. Amen. Amen. You just keep on. Sometimes God will come talk with you. Just keep grumbling, keep mumbling, keep complaining, and saying, "Why did God do this? Why did God let me be like this? Why can't I be like other folks?" Can't you just picture Jesus when he went to die there at Calvary? Here, can't you just picture him and say, "Oh my God, why can't I be like them other folks? Why can't I go through this right here?" He didn't say that, did he? No, he only did. He died for you. He died for your sins. He took away every blemish and every spot to present you unto the heavenly Father without spot, wrinkle, blemish. Why did he do it? He said, "I've got to do it because it's right out of the volume of the book for me to do thy will, O God." Somebody said, "Well, that was for Jesus." I said, "While I go, you're the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're the members in particular. You're killed all the day long. A coward sheep for the slaughter for his sake. But the Bible said in all of these things we are more than conquerors." Amen. Somebody said, "I'm afraid I'm going to blaspheme the Holy Ghost." You know, one of the favorite things of the devil is to accuse you of blaspheming the Holy Ghost. You know that? You know why he does that? Because he knows that if you're accused of anything else, you can go ask God to forgive you. Don't look at me with a hot expression. I know he's talked to you right there. He's talked to you. Had you pushed over the corner. Had you like a little baby about ready to give up, you know. Thanking God didn't love you. My friend, do you believe that God's plan and God's program is so weak that God can't take care of them that belongs to him? My God, how strong do you believe God is? How big do you believe God is? God's just as big as you make him in your mind. Amen. You measure God with your thinking. Let's make him big. Let's make him capable. Let's make him able. Hallelujah. Because God's well able to do it. Amen. The biggest you can make him will be too small. Amen. You know, they put a man in the insane asylum one time. He said he was crazy. And I thought how wonderful it would be if all of us would go crazy like that brother did young. On the side of the wall, he penned a song. He penned a verse for God. And he said something like this. He said, "If we would eat, could the oceans fill?" And he said, "If the skies were a parchment made, if every stalk on earth were clear, and every man was a scribe of tree." He said, "To write the love of God above, He said it would drain the ocean dry. And he said the scroll couldn't contain the whole, though you stretched it from sky to sky. Amen. Amen. Isn't that a wonderful way to go crazy? Yes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? I'm a songwriter too. And I ain't never been able to pen nothing like that. I always thought, Lord, if they ever lost anything that was pinned to the ultimate, that's pinned to the ultimate. Amen. God's real tonight. The scroll couldn't contain it tonight across the whole heavens. It couldn't contain it. You say, Brother Pike, is that Bible? The Bible said the heavens of heavens cannot contain it. It said that earth is a footstool. Amen. Earth is his footstool. I hear people fussing about whether Jesus is on the right hand or whether he's on the left hand or where he's at. I tell you right now, you better get spiritual minded. You better get spiritual minded. Somebody said, I believe in one God. Somebody said, I believe in two gods. Somebody said, I believe in three gods. You better get spiritual minded. Amen. The Bible said heaven is his strong and earth is his footstool. That's pretty big, isn't it? Where are you going to find Jesus? Amen. Where are you going to find the Holy Ghost? Where are you going to find the Father? Somebody said he's sitting down in the throne. Great big throne. I used to wonder how it was, you know. But the Bible said he that overcometh, he shall sit down in the throne with me. Lord, I'm going to do that. Here, Jesus just got to the right hand of the Father. And here he tells me I ain't sat down in the throne with him. But you know what? After the Holy Ghost came and explained it and said, heaven is my throne, I thought, well, heaven's a pretty big place. I can't sit down in the throne with you. How do you believe you're going to heaven? Amen. Do you believe it? Praise God. Sat down in the throne with him. Amen. We're just messing around his footstool down here. Oh, glory to God. You say, Brother Pike, how you know all them things? Because it's written in the volume of the book. Amen. I will, oh God, in the volume of the book. Praise God. How many of you love the volume of this book? Do you love it? You know why you're not getting healed? You know why you're not getting the things from God that you want? Because you don't expect them. You don't expect them. You know why you don't expect them? Because the writer said when you do the things that please God, then you'll have a confidence that whatever you ask of him, you'll hear and you'll receive it. Jesus said, if you desire anything, he said, when you pray and believe, you receive and you shall have it. That's all it is to it. Amen. Peter said, Lord, that tree withered away that you cursed. He said, Peter, have faith in God. He said, all you got to do is answer what you want. And if you'll ask for it and believe, he said, you'll receive it. You know, some skeptics said, I don't believe. That's exactly why you didn't get none of it. Amen. Because he gets it to them and does believe it. Is that all right? That's what the book says. Amen. She'll call you the volume of the book just exactly that way. If thou canst believe, hallelujah. If you can believe, the Bible says, then you can have whatsoever you say. If a man believes in his heart and doubt not, he can have whatever he says. Amen. Amen. You say, how do you know, preacher? Because I've done had some of it. My cup runs over. Amen. I'm here to witness for Jesus, and it's true. Glory to God, I done had some of it. I done had my cup run over. Amen. No, it works, Brother Al. Brother Al, you had some of it in Mexico, didn't you? Does it work? 5 years in Mexico, does it work? Hallelujah. Yes, it works. Amen. The man sat at the gate called Beautiful. And here come Peter by one day. And here he sat at the gate called Beautiful. He was all crippled up. He couldn't get up and do nothing. Couldn't walk around. He was sitting there helpless. Didn't know what to do. He didn't know what to do. But here come Peter by. Amen. Peter walked over where he was. And Peter looked at him. And the man put out his hand to get an offering. Put out his hand to get an offering. Amen. Some people are more interested in offerings than they are the power of God. Amen. You know, if I preach like that, you folks will say, amen, glory to God. Because some of you are such a tight watch, you wouldn't give a dime to God for nothing. Amen. But you know what? A lot of people are more interested now than they are the salvation and power of God. And the congregation said, amen. Amen. But they didn't all together know what the preacher was talking about. Amen. Amen. There's a lot of ways to get offerings outside of being in church. Some of you got your affection on the dollar out there on the job. The offerings. Amen. The unrighteous man. Some of you rather have a bank account than please God. Isn't that right? Amen. Amen. Glory to God. If you don't say amen, I got to say amen. The Bible said if you deny him, he's righteous. He can't deny himself. If he can't deny himself, somebody's got to say amen. So I say amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. What was it? The man sat there. He needed an offering. Now, I agree with people that need an offering like that. Can't you? The Bible said when you make a supper, go get the lame. Go get the halt. Go get the blind and bring them to your supper. Say, because they can't pay you back. Amen. They can't pay you back. Praise God. Not too long ago, we was over in Grand Cayman. Over there preaching. They brought in the poor. A lot of those folks didn't have money. Amen. That night I was preaching on where they brought the man to Jesus. And they had to tear the house top out. And I didn't know that the very same day they was going to tear the walls out because they couldn't get the people in. Amen. So they went out there and tore the walls out so they could get the crowd where they could hear. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God, give them to the poor. Give them to the poor. Give them, you say, Brother Pike, what you got to give to the poor? Peter said, gold and silver have I none. Amen. So I ain't got no money. Hallelujah. I ain't got no money. So I ain't got no money. So you know where the man was, the man gave heed. Expect them to receive something. Amen. He slipped out his hand. That's all God was looking for, was an expectation. Just trying to give an expectation. Somebody said faith is so hard, Brother Pike. That's the reason I don't ever try to use it. Ain't it awful hard? All he did was hold out his hand and do an expectation. That's all right. That's all he had to do. Just work up a little expectation. Amen. He stuck out his hand. He wanted something. Peter said, gold and silver have I none. Have I none. But he reached down and he caught that crippled man's hand. But he said, such as I do have. Amen. Glory to God. He said, I've got something to give you. He reached out and he pressed his hand like that. Amen. He said, such as I do have. He said, I'll give it to you. Not in the name of Peter. Not in the name of Paul. Not in the name of the Church of God. Not in the name of the Baptist. Not in the name of the Methodist. But in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, rise up and walk. And the Bible said immediately. Amen. To God, immediately his ankle bones received strength. Rising up, he lifted his hands to God. Somebody said, I just can't get nobody to praise the Lord. Amen. Peter never pumped him up like a flat tire. He come up and lifted his hands to God. Amen. The praises begin to ring out. And the Bible, somebody said, I don't believe in shouting. But the Bible said he danced. And he jumped. And he leaped. And he ran. And he went into the temple. Somebody said, that was outside. The Bible said he went into the temple leaping and jumping and running and praising God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. You know why God healed him? He knew he had praise in his heart. He glorified God. He knew something some of you folks wouldn't do that before. Amen. He's done so much for you now. He's done so little for him. Is that right? Amen. I'm not trying to get you on the defensive tonight. I'm just trying to tell you what the volume of the book says. Amen. It's written in the volume of the book. Hallelujah. He had faith in God. He expected to get something. My brother and sister, when we begin to seek God, when we begin to get tired of the world, and you turn away from the world like I preached to you last night, and you get a vision for God Almighty, then, my brother, my sister, faith is going to rise up in your heart. It's going to come into your heart. I challenge anybody to do it and see if it don't work. I challenge you to do it and see if it don't work. I'm going to close here just a few minutes. I'm going to tell you one other thing. Amen. There's a man over there in a pool of Bethesda. He was laying there. He couldn't get up. He couldn't do nothing for himself. He laid there by the pool. And the Bible said at a certain time of the year there came an angel down to trouble the waters. Why, people this day, they wouldn't believe that anyway. If I told them there's a pool over here somewhere where there's an angel come down and trouble it, they'd say I was a fanatic. See, they believed in the reality of God in that day. There are prophets walking the earth in that day. Is that right? There are miracles because they believed in the supernatural in that day. Is that right? An angel come and talk to Joshua. Joshua was about to kill him with a sword. All right, come talk to Joshua. God talked to Moses on the mountain. The fire came upon the mountain. The supernatural God, the same yesterday, today, and forever. They believed in the supernatural. Amen. So he lay there at the pool. There at the pool of the fence. Glory to God, there he lay. There he lay. But he couldn't get in the pool. He couldn't get in the pool. And one day Jesus came by. Amen. They used to sing that song. So Jesus passed by. I'm glad Jesus passed by. I'm glad that Jesus passed by. Aren't you glad? I'm glad he passed by one day. And so then he came over and he began to look at the crippled people. Somebody said, now, bless God, this preacher had any power to heal everybody in the church. Amen. Heal all these crippled people. Why come you don't go down to the hospital and heal all the folks down there? Well, there was a lot of folks laying over there. There was a lot of people laying over there where Jesus went to, wasn't he? The Bible said the place was filled with sick folks. But the Bible doesn't say healed anybody except that one fellow. Is that right? Is that right? Amen. He didn't heal nobody but that one fellow. He went over there and he said, sir. He said, what's the matter? Well, he said, I want to get down there at that pool. He said, but when that angel comes, he said, I got no way to get down there. Ain't got nobody to help. He thought he'd done found somebody who's going to help him down the pool. And you know what? He was right. Amen. He found somebody who would help him in the pool. Praise God, he found Jesus. Jesus was going to put him in the pool. Amen. So he got ready to get in the pool. But before he ever got to the water, hallelujah, the glory of God touched him. And made him ever went home. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The song said, let's go on talking about this glory. Let's go on talking about the Lord. I used to have a friend who used to sing that song and play it sweeter each day. Tears would come down my cheeks and he'd say, sweeter each day. Brother Gonzalez, these things get so sweet, sometimes like a mellow peach, you know, hanging on the tree. I believe the church is getting real juicy, real mellow, real sweet, like, you know. How do you know why? Because Jesus is fixing to come by. Amen. Amen. He's fixing to come by. He came by that porch. And you know what? That man had faith in God. Amen. He believed in the volume of the book. Isn't that right? And because of that, he was made whole. He was made whole. I want you to stand with me tonight.